The media landscape has really expanded in recent decades. Podcasts and live streams, digital book downloads and reality TV, you name it. These days, the possibilities seem endless and open to almost all. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels that tap into the current media zeitgeist, from true crime podcasts to ghostwriters. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera is a novel cleverly designed to delight fans of true crime podcasts, intertwining episodes of a fictional podcast about a cold case murder in small-town Texas with chapters following the effects of the show as it airs on the people of Plumpton, particularly Lucy Chase, best friend of the dead girl. Though never charged, Lucy is believed by even her parents to be the killer. Every other chapter is an episode of the podcast, and if you listen to the book in audio, which you probably should, it has theme music and a host with a perfect radio voice. Ben Owens, read by Will Damron, is an attractive if relentlessly curious fellow who is working his way through town interviewing everyone involved. At first, Lucy refuses to talk to him, but that doesn't last long. Lucy's chapters are read by one of the grand dames of audio, January Lavoie, who nails her ironic worldview and her roller coaster of emotions, and also does a fantastic job with her friend Savannah, still a drawling, badass, mean girl, even now that she's a ghost. Yes, you heard correctly. Nothing like a wisecracking ghost to liven up the proceedings. Critic Carol Memmott had an interesting angle on the book in a review in the Washington Post. As the investigation unfolds, she points out, it turns out there are several potential male suspects the police didn't bother investigating. Listen to the Lie is that age-old story in which the testimony and opinions of men are given more credence than those of women, especially when what women say doesn't fit the narrative that men want to lock into place. Another growing career in our new media landscape is ghostwriting, the topic of a thriller by Swan Huntley called I Want You More. The ghostwriter is a woman named Zara Pines. Recently bereaved, broke, and emotionally drifting, Zara is thrilled to be hired to write the memoir of a celebrity chef named Jane Bailey. Jane has a cooking show called 30 Bucks Tops, for which she wears ripped jeans and whips up dishes like maple bacon carrot avocado toast. Zara has never even watched the show and is distracted by a budding romance with a woman named Andy when she learns she's being flown out to the Hamptons to stay at Jane's estate for the interviews. None of that distraction will last long as the force that is Jane Bailey sucks Zara into her orbit. Quickly, she's wearing Jane's clothes, speaking like Jane, adopting Jane's mannerisms, too smitten to notice anything worrisome about certain disturbing details of Jane's background and current lifestyle. She lost her parents in a murder-suicide. Her first husband died from a fall in the bathroom. And there's something very strange going on with the married couple who take care of Jane and her estate. The thriller plot that unfolds is fairly predictable and familiar, but the window dressing, the paparazzi and the fans, the social media, the food, the exercise, is all just right. As the Kirkus reviewer pointed out, like a cinnamon red hot, this of-the-moment domestic thriller keeps you sweetly sucking away until it delivers the punch.
The books are Listen for the Lie by Amy Tintera and I Want You More by Swan Huntley. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.